This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
Yeah, man, I'm ready. I'm ready, folks. I am not Johnny Cash. This is MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. I am here with
Mudbug
and Jimmy
and alcohol
and twisted tea.
Jesus, man, that was just slow. like we practiced it.
Jesus is here too.
Yes.
Rumor has it.
That was a slow.
Praise him, y'all.
Yeah. Rumor has it. That was just like we practiced it. So if and y'all didn't know,
right on.
That was so much dead air. We could have put a commercial in there.
Yeah, we did for Twisted Tea.
And yet we still don't get paid by Twisted Tea.
I know. I keep trying.
Not.
Hey, all y'all, hashtag.
Hashtag.
Twisted Tea.
Let them know.
Support. Sorry.
Support MIA.
Because we are major supporters for them.
That's obvious. Have you seen the prices of these things yet?
Yeah. Well, they should see all the...
It's gone up to bags. It's almost like buying an IPA, for Christ.
They should see all the bags of empty cans that we...
No, that pays me, the empty cans,
dude. Well, just showing how many we've bought that were full and we had to open them.
Yes, that's true.
But the payback's not there as much. Anyway, go ahead. Yes,
but here we are. Here we are. Let's
MIA.
See. We are MIA. This is Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. We are the three beards of Texas Radio 1.
Yes, we are.
And MIA is a Texas Radio 1 podcast.
Yes, it is.
And we're here to entertain you for as long as you will listen.
Or at least an hour.
Or about an hour.
Yeah, about an hour. I don't know if you'll be entertained all that hour, but...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
We're usually entertained.
Was it something for their listening pleasure?
Okay.
Yeah.
you're a big
listen to this.
My bug's got a migraine, so if he's not very witty tonight,
a migraine.
If he's not very witty
tonight,
don't ask
me to think. It's
his fault.
All right, so not you are a horror movie fan, correct?
You know, I wanted to mention.
I was gonna say so. You are a
yes, whore. I am a horror movie.
He's not a whore. He's a horror.
Here, just
okay. Oh,
and the wind chimes again.
And here come the
angels. Yeah. There's angels.
That's the chainsaws bouncing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
here they come. Chainsaw wind chimes.
Yeah. So you are a horror movie fan. Right?
I am a horror movie.
So have you seen the movie Bone Tomahawk?
That's the movie I was going to mention to you.
I know.
I love Bone Tomahawk.
So you've seen it.
Yes, I've seen it like three times, four times now.
Okay, so...
I just watched it again like two nights ago.
Did you really?
Yes.
So I've been seeing a lot about it here lately. It's been... Every time I turn around, it's in my feed. And now Stephen King is going, oh my God, it's such a great movie.
It is a great movie.
And so I'm going to have to watch it.
But here's the thing about Bone Tomahawk. It's not exactly a horror movie. But it's not Cowboys and Aliens either. So just
thank God.
Just to let you know.
Thank God.
It is a Western.
It is definitely a Western
movie. And amazingly enough, Kurt Russell is the star role in this movie.
Yeah, really? I saw that.
And it was filmed in 2015. And
it did not do well at all at the box office.
No.
It cratered.
Do horror movies ever?
Well, it's kind of, I was reading it, so I think they made it for like $1.5 million, and then only made like $475,000 in release.
Yeah, that's sad.
But whenever it went to... been doing it all night.
Okay.
But when it went to video, all of a sudden it went crazy. Yes. And went to like $4.5 million is what it ended up making on...
You know, it's a very, very different movie.
Of course.
It's on Netflix, dude.
Right I know,
now,
I saw it.
Right now it's on Netflix.
Is that your phone or my phone doing
it? And it's called, folks, it's called... Oh, it might be mine. I'm sorry, my bad. Hang on.
I thought it was mine. That's why I grabbed it. I was waving you. I was like, I think it was my phone. I
pulled
it away. Bone Tomahawk.
Tomahawk.
Now, interestingly enough...
I love the movie. The movie is actually... It's not the most exciting movie you're ever going to see. It's not the scariest movie you're ever going to see.
Yeah.
But it's
creepy.
It's a very... It's just a very
well. Interestingly, the guy
very different movie.
The guy that directed the movie,
is it creepy?
I've seen another one of his movies. What was the name of that?
Oh yeah, the one with Mel Gibson, Dragged Across Concrete.
Oh yeah, Dragged.
God, it was so good. That's that was good Mel movie. Gibson and Vince Vaughn.
And it's been a long time since I've seen that, but that is a good movie.
Yeah, it was a great flick.
But that's like totally different than this movie.
Yeah,
but I mean, but I can see it's the artsy aspect of it, or the more the theatrical, not necessarily movie wise. More like you could almost envision this being a play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only it's better than that. You know what I mean? I hate to say better than that because plays are cool depending on the play.
Yeah.
And how well it's done. But it's like something you could actually see it being a play.
Yeah.
There could be a play of this movie, right?
Well, I've seen
But it is definitely different and weird and not your typical Western.
Yeah. I want to see it. And the reviews have been great.
Hey, you know what? If Stephen King likes it.
Stephen King liked it, and it did. The critics loved it on Rotten Tomatoes, and even audiences, like 74%. But then, like, critics was like 91% on Rotten Tomatoes score. So it did real well, but it's anyway.
And you know what, Bug? I think you would be okay with it.
I think so.
You would be okay. It's not that kind of
I'm going to watch it this
it's
weekend.
It's not that kind of horror movie, what I'm saying.
I'm trying to make a note now to watch it anyway.
Bug is not a horror movie fan.
Oh, I do not like
But this is not creepy, your like
scary shit.
It's not that kind of horror movie.
I think from Ron Reed, you know, the end of it, though, they said it's a pretty gruesome scene.
There's that one scene
where the guy actually literally gets ripped apart.
Ripped in half.
Ouchie, ouchie. That had to hurt.
From his buttocks the other way. Yes. So, they like grab him upside down. They get him by his ankles.
Oh, no thanks.
Okay. And that's the most gruesome part of the movie, honestly.
I may have to look away when that happens.
But what?
Because, I mean, like as soon as you're like, oh my God. And then you're like, ow. And you want to look away, but you're like, oh,
I should have. Oh, I should have looked away.
Ow. And then 5 seconds later, you're like, damn, I should have looked away. You're like, ugh.
Why was I watching that?
Yeah.
See that.
I did not need to see that.
I think with horror movies, really, it's all about the horror movies that are about, if it's like some kind of ghostly or mythical crap, that's the stuff that really creeps me. I can't do that stuff.
Yeah, no. So it's not really like
if it's
that.
Like it's just like if it's like a horror flick of a mass murder or run around just chopping people up, that's not scary to me. That's just like murder stuff, really.
But yeah, this is totally,
it's only
totally
murder.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
it's only murder.
I mean, when it comes to movies,
I can't handle the mental things. I can't do those kind of.
There's been very few movies in my life that I've watched that I felt like I shouldn't have after I watched them.
Yeah.
And some of them are super brutal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I even remember I was dating a girl, and I don't know, we just turned on this movie, right? There's a name of, it's a name, looks interesting, push play, right? You start watching. She starts yelling at me and punching at me because it's my fault this movie was made. And, and that's a reality.
It's your fault.
And this movie did bother me. It bothered me a lot, but it's actually, if you can get past watching the first, 45 minutes of the movie.
It was almost over then.
The other 45 minutes of the movie, turn it all around, and it made it, you feel a little better about watching it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because the movie I watched was actually a remake of an original. It was, I'm surely, a lot different when it was originally created 100 years ago, whenever it was. But I don't even know when the remake was now, but because it's just coming into my head. Thinking about the gruesomeness, the most gruesome or most wanting to turn my head and not watch scenes of a movie, was a movie called I Spit on Your Grave.
Oh, I have no want to see that. No, thank you.
And this movie, it's not a horror movie. That's the sad part. It's not a horror movie.
Yeah,
it is. It's just horrific.
Wow.
You would. Yeah, there's a book and all that kind of stuff about it, but it's very horrific.
Yeah.
So the first 45 minutes, you don't want to watch because you don't want to see what's happening. It's got to do with a female, a woman, and all that, and moving to this little town or whatever. And, but anyway, the last 45 minutes, you become a fan of this chick. you know, she's like Superwoman without a cape.
Oh my god!
You're like,
let me ask you this:
go, bitch, go! Well,
hey, what is your how many Stephen King flicks you think you've seen?
Well, I can't think of one that I haven't.
Out of all the Stephen King flicks, and I think I've probably seen almost all of
movies
them.
Movies or shows, because they're shows.
Movies.
There's,
let's just talk about movies. Yeah,
stuff let's like talk that. About so movies. I gotta try to separate those in my head.
What is your favorite
movie?
Stephen King movie.
Can I tell you my favorite real quick?
Yeah.
The one I didn't watch. Just put that. All right, you go. Go not.
Well, I'm trying to figure out.
Because I don't watch. I've seen one. That was it.
I love Pet Sematary. So, but also... really like Misery.
So good.
But then, and you know what? Actually, the one I haven't seen yet, I haven't seen Gerald's Game.
I haven't seen that one either.
I got to watch the first few minutes of it, and then, I don't know, it was late at night, and yeah. I was like, oh, I got to go to bed. I'm tired. I got to get up and go to work in the morning. And I never restarted it. So Gerald's Game. But I remember liking the book. The book was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Which is not exactly a book. They call it Stephen King calls it a short story.
Short story.
Yeah, it's only 9,000 pages.
Yeah, that's a short story. Yeah. It's only 9,000 pages.
It's only 9,000 pages versus the 15,000 pages of The Stand. You know?
Right.
Short story.
Or The Tommyknockers.
The Tommyknockers. Hey, you know what? That's a great book. It's a great
book. It is a good book.
Now, I haven't read a book in a long time, but when I do read Stephen King. I read Stephen King, John Saul, Dean Koontz, stuff like that. You know, and those two guys are... basically, they might as well be ghostwriters because they write the same shit. I don't know.
So, my favorite Stephen King movie, of course, is Misery. To me, that's number one.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Even second, though...
And they haven't redone that, right? That's... still the original one, right? Yeah, that's okay. That's what I'm thinking.
Second one, Needful Things.
Ooh, Needful Things. That is a good movie.
Because it's so offbeat. Such a weird movie.
Needful Things.
Love that movie.
Sounds interesting.
And it's not scary. No. You'd like that one.
No, it's not. It's
anything that's
not
has,
really scary.
Anything
it's just kind of creepy.
It's
more creepy.
I'm telling you right now, anything that
was
I
was that bad?
Anything I ever
I
see
just
that has
my wife was that bad?
It's like anything I ever see that has that man's name attached to it, I don't watch it. Just because
Stephen King, come on, man.
I'm telling you, just because it's just the mindset thing. I won't watch it because I don't want to. I don't like creeping myself out in my brain.
I saw
next
the
thing
other
you know,
day,
I dream about it at nighttime. I don't want to do that.
Right,
it creeps me out.
I saw the other day that the movie The Car. Remember that?
Oh man, yes, The Car.
Oh, I forgot all about Christine. Oh my gosh!
Oh, Christine,
I've seen that one.
What a great flick!
See,
but anyway,
you know
what's
funny is I saw The Car way before I saw Christine.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well,
I don't even know The Car, but I've seen Christine. I know that one.
If you've seen the black, is that a Lincoln? Is that a Lincoln they made that car out of?
I don't remember. I thought it was like a 55 Chevy or something.
No, I don't think so.
The black car.
It's about a car that's basically demon possessed and goes around killing people. James
just
Brolin.
The car
is in the
itself.
Movie.
Nobody's driving it.
It's just
not supposed to be, except for that really bad scene where you can see the white helmet because they didn't paint the dude's.
Because
that's an old ass movie. I mean, you know, this is back before like Maximum Overdrive and back before Christine. This just black car. And I remember it jumps off. Right through the house. Yeah, it's like, car's fine. People are dead.
Yeah. But it won't go into a cemetery.
It's called The Car.
The Car.
So if you hang out James in the cemetery, you're safe?
Yeah,
I can't remember none of it. I don't remember who wrote it. Who was
I don't
in
either.
It, none of that.
James Brolin was in it. I remember that.
You know what's
that.
Funny? Because they could have got nobody to play it. Because all that, The Car was the star. It just ran around killing people. That was it. It wasn't like Christine where... this guy had to want it to be alive or whatever.
That was a freaky movie,
which
though.
Christine is a freaky movie.
That's freaky. Loved it.
It's like a different concept on The Car.
Yeah. But The Car takes control of whoever.
I'm telling you, I'm not a horror flick guy.
Nobody was driving The Car.
Ever since
not
I was
the car,
a kid.
But Christine. Christine, yeah.
Ever since I was a kid and freaked myself out on two movies.
What was that? First one, The Exorcist?
The first one, of course, the scariest movie ever is Exorcist. Mm-hmm. Nothing will ever top the scariness that that movie did to me. Night of the Living Dead? And it, I've never watched that one, so I don't know.
Army of Darkness.
But But the other movie that I happened to see briefly, and then
my hand is possessed.
I think I got, because I was with a bunch of friends, and we were hanging out at their house in the same neighborhood, right around. We're watching this, the same house where I actually seen Exorcist. So we're hanging out at their house, and they want to watch this other movie, and it was, and that was the scariest shit ever. And I actually got up and went home again, and I would never do that because then I had nightmares for like, but I was just a kid, I'm telling you, but ever since then, even though that was like 30 something years ago, I still won't watch this stuff.
Exorcist mentally,
and it was Poltergeist is the movie I'm talking about that scared the ever living shit out of me, along with Exorcist.
Poltergeist didn't bother me. Oh, the Exorcist bothered me. I still can't watch it.
I cannot watch Exorcist.
Yeah, I still can't watch it. Matter of fact, Russell Crowe has a new one out.
Care. Oh, it's a great movie. It's a good movie.
I don't want to see it.
I cannot.
The Pope's Exorcist?
Yeah, something like that.
I will not.
The Ex-Popersist? The Ex-Popersist?
The Ex-Popersist. Yeah, as we talk movies,
as we talk
idiots,
about
and alcohol,
horror movies,
I will not, nor will I ever watch that.
I do not
damn
like them.
Movie.
I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere.
Yet. I do not like them. Not Johnny Cash.
I love horror movies, folks, and horror movies are awesome.
I love westerns.
You should watch.
I want to watch Bone Tomahawk. I know.
I love westerns.
And I already know you saw Cowboys and Aliens and you didn't like it, so.
Stupid movie.
It
you
is,
know what?
It is stupid,
but, you know
but
what?
I really
you
like
know
it.
One movie
I actually
that,
like
that
it
got,
too, believe
stupid,
it or not.
I don't like it.
It's
one
stupid,
movie that
like
got
it.
Panned so bad and people just cannot stand it. And it's Michael J. Fox is in it. And it is a Robert Zemeckis film, right? Robert Zemeckis, which Back to the Future, and
I don't know which one. You're
well, because Michael J. Fox,
Forrest Gump, and all. So anyway, he did a movie with Michael J. Fox called The Frighteners.
Frighteners, yes,
I love that movie.
That was a good
movie. It's so offbeat
it's
and
super,
fun.
It's campy,
real campy. But it was just funny.
Yeah.
I always loved it.
Was it like camping and telling scary stories in the middle of the night?
Yeah, Bug, that's exactly what we mean by camping.
Y'all, send Bug an email, let him know what camping means, would you?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Everybody can be like, hey,
TexasRadio1.com.
You want to go camping?
Yes, that's mudbug@texasradio1.com. If y'all want to explain it to me, you possibly
camping
can.
Camping means it's kind of just, it's just a weird flick, man. It's just so
it's
weird.
It's like, it's.
I still have no clue what you're talking about.
Almost comedic, you know. It's
one of those like, movies that it's so bad it's funny.
Yeah, it's so bad it's funny.
Kind of like Mystery Men.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's
well, Mystery
funny.
Men was created to be funny though.
Well, it's Ben Stiller. Hello.
But when you create a movie,
but that's pretty hilarious,
and you want it to be serious, but it's so bad. They tried so hard, and it just didn't work. And that campy. That's what. It becomes just cheesy. How's that?
Cheesy.
That's campy.
Why didn't you just say that?
I was trying to think of another word to use.
Y'all were talking about us going camping and shit.
No, you're going camping.
You need to watch it though. I think you like it.
He
it's
said
funny.
It's camping.
Frighteners.
I need to get my dictionary.
It's probably like watching
words.
Teen Wolf. You know,
it's kind of like watching. It's kind of like watching. Probably
that was scary.
Kind of like watching Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges in R.I.P.D.
Yeah, like that. Or didn't Will Smith do a
Men in Black?
He did Bright.
Yeah, Bright.
Oh, yeah,
that was Alien.
Yeah, that was,
or
yeah.
Was that
Alien Police Officer?
Netflix thing. Yeah, they did it on Netflix. It was a Netflix movie for a while.
That's kind of campy. I mean, not as campy
I
as
I tried watching
the other
that.
Ones, but I liked
I
it.
Got I, into about 20 minutes and went,
I'm not understanding the campy.
Just shut it. You know my favorite
almost
Will Smith
comedic.
Line?
It's kind of like watching Scream.
Yeah, that was campy. You know my favorite Will Smith line of all time?
That's campy.
Is in Independence Day.
Independence Day when he goes...
Punches an alien in the face. Welcome to Earth!
Welcome to Earth.
E-A-R-F.
Earth.
Welcome to Earth!
He should have said that to Chris Rock when he slapped him.
Look at Earth. I don't know.
I was I don't know, man.
Independence Day, my favorite.
Talk about shit, I don't know.
My favorite lines are all whatever Jeff Goldblum said.
So that's my favorite part about watching the original Jurassic Park.
I think to say Jurassic Park.
That's when he's going, must go faster.
Yeah.
Must go faster.
Must go faster.
Or like, in a second, we're like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that's all great and fine. Now, and later on, there's running and screaming.
All the running and screaming. People getting ripped apart. No problem.
You know,
and then when he goes, oh, we should have done that.
Here's what I think that producers, directors should do with Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
Is quit giving him a name and just call him Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
He's the same damn character in every movie I've ever seen. Yeah. And he's always got that
it's real
stupid,
dry.
Yeah, just, stupid dry.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, you know. Great.
I think they should make him a superhero.
It's the same guy you see on them stupid
on the commercials.
the apartment for life commercial or whatever.
Yeah. Your apartment look like
apartment
this.
Hunters or whatever it's called. Yeah. Apartments.com.
Or, yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, I don't even know.
This segment brought to you by
Apartments.com.
And he played, what was that science fiction movie? Oh, he was in
The Fly.
Oh, that was a great movie. He was in that movie, though, with the first. Was it the first one or the second one? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Was he in there?
Collector, wasn't it? No. That was. No, it's not. Say, never no, mind. That was. Benedicio del Tormorcubi, or whatever his name is.
Blah, 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 blah. I heard was blah, blah, blah.
Jeff Goldblum played in one movie. Oh, it was one of the Marvel movies. Like one of the Hulk movies or something. I don't remember. Anyway.
Yeah, like I said, this is the Three Beards of Texas Radio 1 doing movies.
We've been talking about movies.
Movies. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We haven't got to the music part yet.
I know. I got to start on it. I'm sorry.
M squared IA.
Yeah, but, you know, I just had that on my mind and want to talk about it. So there you go.
Bone Tomahawk, folks.
There goes that.
If you like weird westerns, check that one out.
I'm going to be checking it out this weekend. I'll let you know next week what I think about it.
Yeah.
How much time we got?
We
got before we take breaks here.
About another 10 minutes. Sure.
Why? You got to make a phone call?
You got to go poop?
Yeah.
You know how mud bugs are.
Got some things happening here. Like,
he drank some salt water.
You talking to your wife?
No. No, if I was talking to my wife, I would have already been off of this. Because she's like...
If she realized he was gone already.
She'd be like, honey, you get your ass home. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
So what do you got, Bug? What you want to talk about?
Nothing, really.
I thought you said you had something pressing. So
no, I don't. I was just seeing...
You asked how much longer we had.
Yeah, I was just curious.
He's excited for trivia. He wants to get the trivia.
No, it's not the trivia. Because I just figured we'd take time... Because I was going to...
We're tired. Everybody...
Well, in some parts, because...
All the messages I got were, hey, we're sick and tired of Jimmy winning, so can we stop doing trivia?
That's why we stopped doing... I agree.
Sore losers.
Because trivia was rigged.
Sore losers.
Trivia was rigged.
Because you're a sore loser.
It's like, let's pick on little brother. That's what it is.
We can do that anyway without doing trivia.
See? Because I'm smart.
See? And then we do trivia, and it's like, it just adds to it.
So what do you want to talk about?
It's not matter what I want to talk about. I was kind of hectic to...
Hesitating. Okay.
Hesitant of talking about it, only because he's practically one of my favorite musicians of all time, which I brought
up to you. Oh, he wants to go to music. Are you ready?
Oh.
All right.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not Johnny Cash.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm still Mudbug.
And he's going to talk about music.
We are moving to music.
Now we're going to do the
idiots and alcohol.
Now we're going to do the music idiots and alcohol part.
Do not be scared. We will make fun of Mudbug.
This is old. Okay. What I'm going to bring up here. It's only because I've actually been listening to and reading about little things here and there. Anyway, because
throw it out there.
My favorite band ever. Everybody knows my favorite band ever is Motley Crue. Right?
If they don't know that by now,
Motley,
then they just started listening.
So one of my favorite musicians of all time, of course, because he's the beginner and the creator of Motley Crue, which would be Nikki Sixx.
Okay.
But Nikki Sixx in the early 2000s or late 90s, whatever, when he did that Brides of Destruction.
Okay.
So.
That's news to me. You mentioned that earlier.
I was hesitant to talk about this only because I hate to talk shit about this guy because I love Nikki Sixx. All right. I seriously love Nikki Six. And the other thing is, he started his band, that Brides of Destruction. He started it with Tracy Guns. And I love Tracy Guns. L.A. Guns, back in the old school, actually, was also partial beginners of...
the beginning years of Guns N' Roses.
Which helped get the name of Guns N' Roses.
He was a founding member of Guns N' Roses.
The founding member of Guns N' Roses was Tracy Guns and Axl Rose. Tracy Guns left within the first year or so, and then it was just Axl Rose. And he allowed Axl Rose to keep the name Guns, who's Guns N' Roses. And that's when Axl brought... Anyway, I don't want to talk about them. What's about with Nikki Sixx? When he did the Brides of Destruction.
Okay.
If anybody knows anything about Brides of Destruction.
Nope.
He did that with Tracy Guns.
Okay.
Of L.A. Guns.
Yep.
Also, John Corabi was the lead singer of this group, who also did that brief stint with Motley Crue when they did that album that you never can see.
That one album that Vince Neil wasn't a part of?
Correct.
Yeah.
And since Nikki Sixx and John Corabi got in their disagreement, he won't even... Google it and pull that shit
right
up. You
that's the guy from Drowning Pool, right?
No, I believe he was the...
Wasn't that the guy from Drowning Pool?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I want to say he was the lead singer of like STP or something. That's
what maybe it is.
Stone Temple Pilots or whatever.
Okay.
For that brief time.
I really don't remember.
Anyway.
Thinking back.
So Brides of Destruction.
But this band was put together called Brides of Destruction with those three. And the drummer, I can't remember. It might have been the drummer for L.A. Guns or something like that. I can't remember. But that anyway.
Yeah.
But if anybody's ever listened to this, it is horrible.
So basically,
so just getting straight to the point right now, it's like, Nikki, I can't believe you can put your name on this shit, because I love Nikki Sixx and I love everything he's done, but he wrote a lot of these songs.
Except that one.
Like, oh my God.
So Bug said all that to let you know that it's horrible.
That was my point. I seriously could, all I've ever said is anything that Nikki Sixx ever touches got to be the greatest ever, because he's fucking phenomenal, you know, but oh my God.
So where do you put it with Led Zeppelin? It's like Brides of Destruction.
Man, I hate to say this. I would much rather listen to Led Zeppelin.
Well, of course you would.
Of course.
So,
of course,
because at least Led Zeppelin sounded decent, and the verbiage and the music went with the story, right, or whatever. But oh my God!
So where would you rank that with Van Halen 4?
All right.
Brides of Destruction or Van Halen 4?
Van Halen 4.
I'm still going to go Van Halen. You know what?
I've never heard Brides of Destruction, you know, so I'm going to take your word for it.
I just know that
Van Halen 4 sucks.
I'm going to go with Van Halen
4. Oh, wait, I got one better for you.
Wait a minute.
So,
hey, wait, I can tell you
this. Spit them out there, will you? Bring it. I can tell you this.
I've never heard of Brides of Destruction either. And I know Nikki Sixx and Corabi and Tracy Guns.
Tracy Guns and Nikki did this, and I can't believe it sounded so bad.
Van Halen 4 got airtime.
True.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Okay, so that's why I wanted to put that out there.
All right, Van Halen 4 or Lucy?
Lucy. See?
Candlebox, man. Lucy.
No.
I like Candlebox. I'm going to go Candlebox.
You know, here's what I'm going to do right now. I am going to defend Candlebox. You know why?
Well,
it was their second album.
Yeah, exactly. First album was great. First album was fantastic.
With Van Halen 4.
Yes.
What album was that? How many albums?
Oh, my good that? Lord, I don't
how
know.
How much experience did they have
quite a
when
bit.
They created that album?
I know, right?
Candlebox.
The first
that
first
was
thing
their
is
second album, and they actually did have.
But
like
the first thing about
one,
Van Halen,
maybe two songs worth listening to on that album.
Yeah,
all I want to know is Van Halen 4 is like, it's just very simple. Is when Van Halen did Van Halen 4.
Yeah,
I have one question.
Right,
just want to go. Why?
Why exactly?
That's all I have anyway. But it's
okay.
Anyway. All right.
So we got that settled. So Van Halen 4 is pretty much.
Yeah, it sucked.
That's pretty horrible.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Lucy sucked too.
Oh, it was bad.
Oh wait, that's no bueno. Bad.
it was no bueno for caca.
That's a, that I'm telling sounded you, man. Bad saying oh, that out loud. Yeah.
I was trying to think of another album that was just, oh, okay, here you go, here you go, here you go. So Van Halen 4 or Creed Weathered?
No, it's still going to be Van Halen.
Yeah, because Creed Weathered actually had a couple of good songs. So.
Like I said, Lucy actually, I think it was one. But
you're saying which one's worse?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Van Halen's still worse than that. Because I kind of like some Creed stuff, but I don't like all of them, but I like some of them.
My thing about those bands is that those bands hadn't been around for, well, I mean, maybe they've been around, but they hadn't had major releases to the public for 20-something years before they come out with a crap album. Now, get it? Van Halen's badass. Eddie Van Halen.
They had a different mindset, a different sound or something. But
Eddie was a badass. I got to meet the man. The man was awesome. He's a great individual.
Is that a song? Eddie was a badass. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No, that's actually a Dusty Dayton song.
There you go.
Daddy was a badass.
All right, here you go. Here you go. Van Halen 4 or anything from George Thorogood?
Man. Sorry, George.
I love George Thorogood, but if you've heard one George Thorogood song, you've heard them all.
Yeah, sorry, George.
I remember all my growing up
days. I'm going to listen to Van Halen 4.
not for very long. No.
Yeah, I'd rather listen to Led Zeppelin.
All my growing up years, I mean, and Thorogood was... Thorogood had what he had, right? But all my growing up years, we called him George Thorodull.
Yeah, Thorodull. Right, exactly.
Thoroughly dull.
That's what we called Jethro Tull. Was Jethro Dull.
Jethro Dull, yeah.
That's what we called him when I was a kid.
They should have created a band together.
I swear, man.
It'd be like, never mind.
It'd be like, never mind.
I was like, what's that guy? Bolton, what's his
name? Michael Bolton,
the guy with the receding hairline, the long hair.
Yeah.
Golly, talk about boring as hell. I saw him in concert one time.
Oh, I bet.
Well, I didn't see him in concert.
You worked the concert where he was.
And man, talk about. I was so thankful
that you didn't buy tickets.
No, I was so thankful.
I got in free.
That I wasn't a spotlight operator. I was getting paid, but I wasn't a spotlight operator.
Yeah.
I could go to sleep. You know, I was the electrician. I was the house electrician for the Cincy Woods Mitchell Pavilion. And I just went to sleep until somebody walked up and tapped me on the shoulder and went, "Hey, dude, it's fixing to be time to turn the lights on."
Yeah, it's time for you to push a button.
Okay, man. Spotlight operator, the whole time he's on stage, he's a spotlight operator. He's got to stand there in one spot. Kind of like being a spotlight operator from George Strait. You know, stand there in one spot and hold this light right here.
I was on the phone yesterday.
Because it's not like Garth where he's going to run all over the place. Yeah.
I was on the phone yesterday and with this repair shop, and I heard his music in the background. I go, man, that song sounds familiar. And then I realized what it was. Mm-hmm. It was Kiss, Shouted Out Loud. I went, dang, that's a good song.
Shout it out loud.
So I was reading an article. Oh, see, but now I don't remember the answer, so I can't really talk about it. I was reading an article the other day, and there was a song that Gene Simmons hated that they did. I can't remember what it was now. So,
Probably Beth.
Well, you know.
God, I hated that song. Because it got run in the ground.
Yeah. Why would the slowest song of any band be the only song that anybody wants to play?
Oh, God, I know, right?
The song that Gene Simmons, man, I can't remember. What's that?
It was a song that he hated. He hated playing it.
The song that he hated the most, if I remember correctly, the song he hated the most is actually Paul Stanley wrote the song. And I do believe
you're right.
And it's that one, it's about... That when they took the makeup off, that main song
on their Unmasked album,
and it was Paul Stanley, and he insisted it being on, and Gene put it on there, and he hated that song.
I don't know, I didn't. I don't remember.
Hey,
it's like,
Gene,
it's the rock. It's like
if you give us a call, Gene, and remind us what that song is.
I'll bring this back up on the next one. I'll pull this up and we'll figure it out.
We're going to put our phone number out there, Gene Simmons, real quick, so he can call us.
Come on,
at 936-333-1843, and remind us of what that article said, or your interview and maybe, with whoever the hell it was. That
and
we,
maybe give us a signed Warlock bass. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
yeah,
that. Come
and on. Maybe
and or that.
Maybe. And maybe saying this right now, we'll get the Gene Simmons effect.
Come join us.
Gene Simmons effect.
Come join us here in Cut and Shoot, Texas.
Demon Child.
Hey, or we'll do the prank call on him.
You too can hang out with.
Just don't put your makeup on. You might scare
the Three Beards of Texas Radio phone. 1 for MIA right here
right?
in Shoot, Texas exactly. at the Knott Ranch.
At the Knott Ranch and become more famous.
Be careful, though. It is under construction. We do have some remodeling going on here at the Knott Ranch.
So if he comes on the show with us and becomes more famous, he becomes infamous.
Yeah. He might have to duck his head and go through the door.
If Gene Simmons comes on the show with us... Even by cell phone.
Yes. Right.
I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I think I reached my height. I don't think I can go any further.
I was a Kiss fan.
I'm still a Kiss fan.
Detroit Rock City.
I mean, you know, unless Gene talks me out of it, he could probably do that. You need to keep it going.
If Gene was to suggest to us that we do something different, I think we should do what Gene told
probably
us.
Probably so.
Gene was like,
man's a genius.
He'd be like, I'm 90, you can make it, dude. Keep going. I'm just saying, I don't know how old he is. But
I think we probably, we're up. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more about.
And I'll tell you the name of that song whenever we come back.
About how awesome Not Johnny Cash
How awesome Not Johnny Cash, Jimmy, and Mudbug are at being MIA.
M squared IA.
I'm going MIA.
More than happy to tell you how awesome I am.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. I'm Not Johnny Cash.
I'm Mudbug.
Jimmy, and he's Mudbug.
These two guys are idiots. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, this is Jim E. Did you know that Texas Radio 1 is listener and sponsor supported? Now, here's what that means. It means we depend on you, the listeners, and some of our generous business supporters to give us the ability to bring you great content like what you're listening to right now. Your support helps to make sure we can continue to bring great Texas country, red dirt, independent country, and much more every day. To find out how you can support Texas Radio 1, give us a call at 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Once again, that's 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Thanks a lot. We have a brand new show that airs right here on Texas Radio 1 every Monday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. and it's called Trace Beardos. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is basically our Spanish spin on saying three beards. So it's a podcast that includes it's a radio show that includes myself, Not Johnny Cash, and Mudbug. And so we talk about music, we talk about different things, and we play a bunch of great Texas country. You never know what you're going to hear. We interview artists. We do all kinds of stuff. It's a great show every Monday right here on Texas Radio 1 from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And if you don't happen to be near a computer, and if you live in the Conroe area, you can also hear it on Lone Star Radio. That's right. It's also on Lone Star Radio at the same time at 104.5 and 106.1 at 3 p.m. So that's from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. So be sure and if you check out the show, be sure and let us know what you think about the show. You can email the Three Beards and the Trace Beardos at tracebeardos@gmail.com. So be sure and check out the show. We look forward to having you there and listen to the insane madness that is the Three Beards of Texas Radio 1. Be sure and check it out. I'm sure you'll like it.
Here we go, man.
Oh, folks, I'm Not Johnny Cash. You are listening to M Squared IA. That's music, movies, idiots, and alcohol.
Possibly movies.
I'm here with Mudbug and...
That's me.
Colonel Cluck.
Colonel Cluck.
Big Plush.
The man of many names.
Yes.
Yes,
but this
says.
Is MIA, says, so yes. We're going...
Oh.
Go on.
I'm sorry.
Y'all time. Get it right.
MIA. There you go. Okay.
All right.
Music, idiots, and alcohol.
Yeah, we are talking about music. We've been talking about music. We even talked about music the whole break.
We did.
And finally got Jimmy to stop singing that song so that we could get back on the air.
Well, but now we got to talk about that.
Oh, now we can go back and say what we were talking about.
Because we
told
them.
The Kiss song we were talking about.
Yeah.
The Kiss song that Gene Simmons does not like to play.
Hates it.
Hates.
He hated.
Hates playing.
Hates playing.
And he doesn't hated his vocal part.
Is the song by Kiss? And the song was.
Is he the one that went do do do
yes,
do
do do do?
And there you go. And the
I
song
think that
was
is what he said, right? He's
the like, song was "I Was Made for Loving You." The song was written by Paul Stanley. But
okay, go ahead, sing it, buddy.
Anyway, well, I'm just. No, I was gonna.
I was made for loving you, baby.
That's not my.
You were made for loving me.
Okay, just gonna say this is what Gene.
That was Jimmy singing Paul Stanley's part.
Paul Stanley. This is what Gene said about this song. He said, "By Kiss standards, I Was Made for Loving You was unashamedly poppy and a clear attempt to break into the mainstream." For Simmons, his hatred of the song derives from the vocal parts, which he felt were too feminine.
Ah, so he could have just got a couple backup singers to do.
He didn't like this song.
Like what Robert Palmer did. Right? Yeah. Oh, wait, did they even sing or did they just dance?
Every girl crazy about... No, that's ZZ Top.
That's ZZ Top. No. Yeah.
What was Robert Palmer?
Robert Palmer did the...
Might as well face it. You're addicted to love.
So did those chicks actually sing, or did they just stand
I think
back
they
there
just
dance?
But you know what? Everybody loved that video. For some
was it
reason,
three
it
was girls, or
album.
Was it just one that they made
I
three?
I don't know.
Because they kind of looked the same.
They looked like... maybe they were triplets. Identical triplets.
Robert Palmer. I liked old Robert Palmer.
I did too, actually. So
you know, anybody can be... You know, rock and rollish and that famous.
And stand in a suit.
And stand in a suit and with what? Red tie, right? Did he wear like
so.
A black jacket, red tie? Yeah.
I like some Robert Palmer.
Yeah.
I did as well, and I do. So.
Didn't he have a salad dressing?
Did he play golf?
No, that's a drink,
that's
a
Paul
Robert
Newman.
Palmer.
Oh.
Did he play golf?
Wait, that's a Robert Palmer's a drink.
No, that's an Arnold Palmer.
Oh, see?
Sorry. Which is the
sorry,
golfer
Robert.
I was
he's
trying.
A golfer.
Which is the golfer I was just talking about. Did he play golf? Is a drink and
all right.
Play golf.
Yeah. Like I said, sorry Robert. I was trying.
And Arnold. Sorry, Arnold.
And Arnold. And all of you. All you Palmers.
All the Palmers. I'm sorry, Palmers.
Sorry. Mix y'all all up.
Yep.
Yes.
So what there's that.
If we were to create a drink, how's that? Can I do that?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. If we were to create a drink named after Robert Palmer, what would it be? Come on. Nothing? I don't know. I don't know either.
I was trying to think of some other Robert Palmer songs.
My buddy
I got
blew
that
it
one
on.
Stuck in my head
it
right
would
now.
Have to be shaken, not stirred, that's for sure.
Right.
Buddy Blue and I were at Molly's Pub one time.
I started saying because she was shaking, but that was Eddie Money.
Yeah.
We were at a pub one time.
Mudbug was at a pub one time.
My buddy Blue and I, we were at a pub one time, and we were talking to the bartender, and we paid the money for her to create a drink.
Yeah.
And it'd be something different that didn't know, wasn't in the books or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And ended up just called it Middle Finger.
they called it Middle Finger.
Yes. We used to drink every time we were there and saw that bartender. She always gave us that shot, and it's
she always gave him a middle finger.
Yeah. So
that's what
we get a middle finger.
So get it? She gave us that shot. It was
that's
the middle finger.
That's what I said.
But that's what she did. Wow. She'd make the drink and hand it to us, and then shoot the middle finger, and then we would
there you
take
go.
The shot. Yeah. But anyway,
and that's
I think
how stuff
she was just
famous.
Tired of y'all being there.
Probably.
That's my opinion.
And your boy
do
Blue.
You know
why'd they call him Blue? Was he Blue?
I don't remember now.
No, he was actually big and brown.
No, I just call him my boy Blue. You're my boy Blue.
He was a big old brown dude.
Oh, I know what you're talking
not
about.
Not was.
He's
he
very
still
short,
is.
Big
he
is. Brown dude.
He's a big dude.
He still is.
He's a good guy.
He's a short, big old brown dude.
Hey, that 380 pounds you were talking about earlier, you ain't got shit on him.
I'll tell you right now, he's the most redneckest Mexican you'll ever see in your life.
Redneckest Mexican.
He's a red Mexican.
He speaks with a thicker accent than I do.
I like him. He's a good guy.
I don't even think he knows Spanish.
I hadn't seen him in a long while, but
he can say Spanish.
No, he does. No, he doesn't speak Spanish.
He don't speak Spanish or Mexican.
I don't speak English.
His mother and father did when they came here, but when they had their children, they taught their children English and never spoke Spanish to their
there
children.
There you go.
Hi, Blue. This is Not Johnny Cash saying hello.
Hi.
Haven't seen you in forever.
I have not seen him while he's
the Knot Ranch is still open to you, buddy.
Come on out.
Yep. I custom built a bench for him so he could sit down.
I know, that's right.
He's only sat in it like twice.
Yeah, that's what that bench is over there for.
Well, all right then.
Well, what else we got, folks?
Well, we've been talking about. Well, we talked about.
We talked about movies. We talked about music.
Yeah.
Have we talked about idiots? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, we talked about us.
We mentioned
Nikki Sixx.
Yeah.
And shut Nikki Sixx.
Now I know who I'm going to throw my microphone at this week.
And Blue. We mentioned Nikki. We mentioned us.
Sorry about that, Nikki.
We mentioned Blue.
Nikki, don't listen to my brothers.
Michael.
You're still awesome, and you know it.
Van Halen 4.
Nikki Sixx is still Nikki Sixx is still the best. He's incredible.
The best what?
He's best at anything. It doesn't matter what.
I don't know.
Except for Brides of Destruction, Nikki. But other than that, hey, now don't get me wrong. I thought the sound, you know, the music sound was okay until they start putting verbiage to what they were playing. But
and you know, I have to stand corrected on
again?
That song that God gave rock and roll to you.
But you're sitting down.
Yes, God gave rock and roll to you.
Actually,
we didn't mention this live. So
no, we didn't mention it live, but actually...
this was on break, folks. We
Kiss did that as well, by the way. Hello.
Oh, yeah, they did.
He did. They did.
But the song was originally done by a band called Argent.
Argent.
Written and composed by Russ Ballard for his band Argent. Released it in 1973.
Never heard of
Argent. And then Petra released it in 1977 as part of their second album.
Oh, my goodness. Petra, I hadn't thought of that band.
That's the ones that
freaking
forever. And then I know that Larry Norman, I think Larry Norman did a version of it as well.
I remember Petra doing it.
Yeah, it was on their second album.
Man, I have not.
But Kiss did do it, right?
Kiss did it,
I was going to say, I remember Kiss doing that song.
I haven't thought of Petra in like 30 years,
I saw them,
man.
I saw them at the... Jones Hall when Greg X. Volz was still the lead singer.
That's that is forever ago, man.
Long time ago.
He almost ran out of voice. He almost ran out of voice, folks.
Almost had to call the ambulance.
One of the best albums. Had a great song called The Coloring Song. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The Coloring Song, remember that? Red is the color of the blood that flowed down the face of someone who loved us.
I do remember that song.
Name of the album was Washes Whiter Than. Great album.
Mm.
Of course, you had to have been a Christian rock fan to get into it, and I definitely was.
I don't remember that song, but it's you said white, color. And the first thing that came to my head was a song the name of an album called Pride by White Lion.
I knew you were fixing it. White Lion.
As soon as you said that, white. Blah blah blah. Next thing.
Oh, okay.
White Lion.
I was thinking about White Heart.
Well, White Heart.
Been around that time.
I'm trying to remember the name.
Yeah, White Heart,
that
White
album
Lion,
was.
Great White. All like if you name your band with White in it, you were going to be known.
White Heart was there. I don't remember the name of that album.
They had a few good albums.
The album that was like their first one, which was like. Almost want to say it was like something like Break or something like that, but yeah, it's been a long time.
You broke it?
I thought it was Wait.
No, that was.
Oh, it's Firehouse. Never mind.
It was White Line.
Or what?
Of Pride, which was.
Oh, you're right.
Let's see.
Maybe it was.
No. Yeah, Wait.
Whiteheart.
Never had a chance.
Formed in 1982.
Right, yeah. That's about that time, 1982.
Yeah.
The album, though, I don't remember the album.
I'm trying to find it. Here we go, discography. Their White Heart was the first one.
It was just self-titled?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Second one was Vital Signs. That was their big one. Yeah.
I remember seeing them early 80s.
Yeah, that was 1982 when they first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
they were
a
pretty good band. I mean, you know, I guess that's considered Christian rock. Is that what they call it? Christian rock. I don't know if it was alternative or metal back then. You know, like Stryper was metal, I guess, right?
Stryper was metal.
Yeah. I liked it all, actually, back then. I mean, I don't care.
I like
as long as it's good music.
I liked White Heart, Guardian.
Oh, Guardian. Wait, we can get really dirty and go Blood Good.
I like Bottle Rocket.
I don't remember that.
It was a song that Guardian did.
I thought it was a band. I was like, I don't know no Bottle Rocket. Bottle Rocket. I'm like, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that band.
Anyway, so yeah. Clank. Hello.
Clank was awesome. Clank folks, was
so cool. Seven guitars, no drums.
if you are listening right now and you like music like, let's just say like Nine Inch Nails, and I'm talking about music, not lyrics.
They were
music like Nine Inch Nails, or give me some other stuff here, Jim.
They were very industrial metal.
Yeah, industrial. It's a very extreme industrial metal without all the bad words and bad lyrics. That was Clank.
Clank.
And it's actually super awesome.
K-L-A-N-K.
I say they, but it was really like one dude.
Well, there was like...
It was one guy, I'm telling you.
No, I saw him in concert.
I don't remember his name. Yeah, he recorded all of it.
Oh, yeah.
And he hired people to come play. It was kind of like, you know, when Welch or Head did his Christian album.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The guy from Korn. When Head Welch did his... what was that? Not Tantalize.
Well, actually, he didn't do an album first. He just did a song.
He did a song. It's not Tantalize, but
no.
It's something like that. Paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Yeah, that was really cool stuff, too. Which is positive lyrics, you know, or as positive as Head Welch can be.
It was good.
It was good stuff, though. I mean,
it was a great song.
Yeah. What else you got, Mudbug?
No, nothing.
Going with some music here.
Yeah, y'all started talking, world. So I started
snorkeling. Yeah. Mudbug snorkeling, trying to figure out something to talk about.
All of a sudden, my phone.
We got into the Christian music.
Had ideas, but as soon as I pulled something,
like, rock and roll, metal. But we mentioned Stryper, Blood Good. We mentioned a lot of crazy Christian metal, rock and roll. We can get New Age, Daniel Amos.
Daniel Amos. I like Daniel. Oh, remember Steve Taylor?
Oh,
I do.
Meltdown at Madame Tussauds.
Oh.
The Queen is losing face.
I'm trying to remember a Daniel Amos song right now.
Daniel Amos had,
I remember
what was that
about
song?
Bricks. It's the only thing
he did the song.
It's so hard to remember stuff when you get old.
Anything, when we think about Christian music, I always go back to that old, I think of the, it's not rock or whatever I'm saying, it's more of a, I don't really know where to classify it as. It just
rock?
Was really great. It wasn't rock.
Oh, okay.
But maybe he was. I don't really know how to classify it.
Okay, who is he?
But it's like Leon Battillo. I just remember him back
he
in.
He was more like a, Leon Battillo. More like a Christian version of like Lionel Richie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. That's what I mean. That voice and the
He had that "Sky is the Limit." The sky is the limit.
Yeah, it's like that. It's almost like an alternative.
It's a Christian Lionel Richie, like you
very
said.
Very DeGarmo and Key-ish.
Yes. But he was awesome, though. He was really good. I liked him. Great voice.
Clank is
great
called, considered really American industrial metal.
American industrial metal,
and they are still around.
He says still doing it. He says that guy has split personality.
It's two of them.
him and his roadie.
Yeah. That's gonna bother me. Now.
I'm just saying.
You mentioned the Daniel Amos song. And I was trying to think of it because I can remember
the
album cover.
I have this song in my head for some reason.
Why didn't y'all ever talk about Stryper? Didn't y'all mention Stryper?
I mentioned Stryper already. Yeah.
Where you been?
Yellow and Black, buddy.
Over here. When I'm typing,
Yellow and Black Attack.
Yeah. When I'm typing, I can't hear.
They got the shit kicked out of them when they recorded an album and tried to release it and got kicked out of their record label. And the name of the album was To Hell with the Devil.
Yeah, I remember that. They were on...
They got kicked...
Were they on Word or Maranatha? One of those?
I don't remember. Their record label was a Christian record label, and they would not release the album.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So they cut them, and they released it... I don't remember if they released it independently or if they went to another label.
They probably went to a main label.
I want to say they went to that subsidiary of Geffen back in the day.
Daniel Amos, his big thing was Doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
They should have just went to wherever Motley Crue released Shout at the Devil. Maybe they would have released it there.
Yeah, see? That's kind of a good point.
I don't know. But hey, Stryper put on a good show. Mm-hmm. They were really good.
Indeed, they were.
They still are. I guess they're still doing it.
I don't know. If they're still doing it, I don't know how. And they're probably not still wearing the same Striper outfits.
I'm not even performing.
I would hope not.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I don't know. Sammy Hagar still wearing that spandex.
Yeah, but it's not the same ones.
I think you've got a larger size. What about Steven Tyler?
Do you think that he can still do the splits like he used to?
Probably not.
Do you think it's from watching Richard Simmons videos?
Was he one did the splits? Or was that always? Yeah.
He outlived Richard Simmons too.
David Lee Roth that did the splits all the time. I didn't think Sammy did the splits. I thought it was David Lee.
I think they both did.
Maybe so.
They're both crazy.
Yeah. Sammy was the one that couldn't drive 55, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, and that was a solo stuff, man. That solo album.
Three Lock Box or something like that?
No, whatever it was. It was goofy.
I don't think that's the name of the album. I think
he only had two really good songs.
I don't know. I remember I had it on cassette tape. I can tell you that.
Yeah, a long time ago.
To let you know how old that
Sammy, the Red Rocker.
I don't remember. I don't remember the name of the album. I think it might have been just called Sammy Hagar.
Y'all want me to snorkel it?
Snorkel.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
We would rather you snorkel than talk anyway.
And now I'm not going to snorkel it.
Jeez Louise. Harsh. Wow.
Did y'all hear this sound?
And we wonder why. And he wonders why we keep him around.
That was me hitting.
And you broke the mic. Done broke the microphone now. Look
I know
at
that.
You.
I can't drive 55s on that album.
I can't drive 55.
Neither can not. That's why he hasn't had a license in 20
years. Hey, I have an appointment to get my driver's license back, folks.
Nice.
I've made an appointment.
You do have to take a test. You remember that, right?
I know.
Did you study?
That's why I made an appointment. Well, it's like a month away. I got plenty of time.
Have you taken classes on how to drive? Do you know how to drive yet?
Oh, my Jesus. If I have to take a class on how to drive.
Well, you got to know the laws. Did you
read
the
laws changed?
The laws change every day.
Oh. Well, just then about. I might fail.
Are you done snorkeling yet over there?
No.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to properly snorkel anything.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So
he doesn't realize talking. if you ask it a direct question, he'll give you a direct answer.
I don't like doing that voice command stuff either.
No, I mean like literally ask it, hello.
What is
the name of this song?
It's funny.
Okay. Hold on. I'm typing in. Okay. Hello?
My 8-year-old, soon to be 9-year-old, still has a hard time spelling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he'll get frustrated because he's trying to search for something on the TV. So he'll do the Alexa thing. You know, look for... He used to do that until he tore up his remote. Now his remote won't do it.
So he would just talk to his remote.
Hey, Dad, how you spell? You know.
How you spell Superman? Or whatever. Yeah.
Goat.
G-O-T. Game
Bug,
of Thrones.
What are you looking for?
Oh, nothing. I'm about to give up.
What were we looking for?
Sammy Hagar's album that had I Can't Drive 55
on
it.
Oh.
I'm about done.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jimmy, take over.
Yeah.
I'm going to take over.
One of y'all do that. You're just going to give me a freaking bigger migraine.
Sammy Hagar.
I'm done.
Has your migraine went away yet?
What? Yeah, I don't have a migraine. I just have a headache now.
Now he's just got a headache.
No, I still have pain, but it's not. I'm not about to fall over and start puking everywhere.
You know, he's 76 years old. I didn't know that. Sammy Hagar.
Hey, he also outlived.
Sammy Hagar. All right, here we go. Sammy Hagar, discography.
Discography.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's got to be Three Lock Box because that came out.
One, two, Three Lock Box. That's all I remember that song.
What was the tracks? What were the
did not like that.
So. What were the tracks? What were the tracks?
I Can't Drive 55 is what we need over here, folks.
That's the only song I liked on that album. I Can't Drive 55. I don't really was not a big fan of all that back then.
Our listeners are dying over here.
I told you I was having trouble finding the name of the album.
Anything else creative and crazy that we can think of right now?
Creatively crazy?
Yeah. You know what I found out? I know last week we were talking about our first world problems and having generators and all that. But you know what I found out two days ago?
What'd you find out?
That my neighbors still don't have power.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Right over here?
No, right over there.
Right over there.
Right there.
That's what I said, right over there.
Yeah.
All right, and the name of the album?
Did they check the mail?
But they still don't have power. I'm telling you.
Did they check the mail for the electric bill?
Oh, that might be a good idea.
It's kind of crazy because I was walking down the street. Well, I was checking the mail, actually. And I looked up for some reason, and I saw that, you know, the little circuit breakers outside your transformer?
Yes.
The circuit breaker on the transformer was blown on the one right next to me here.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. So I walked down there a little ways, and I'm like, okay, that's feeding a place that's not there anymore, right? I'm like, okay, maybe it don't need to be, man. So I walked down a little further, because that's where there was a tree laying on the power line over there.
Yeah.
And now it's just laying on, you know, what the cable line. It's not on the power pole or power line.
Yeah.
And I saw a kid, all of a sudden, I saw a kid, he's probably 12, 13 years old. Scurries across the fence and runs across the street. And I thought, that's weird. There's no lights on. Blah, blah, blah. So I walk down a little further. Well, their circuit blown to their place as well. So I walk on down. There's another tree down on the other side of their house. So there's one on this side, and there's one down on the other side.
Wow.
So and all of a sudden this kid starts running back across the street. He's fixing to jump the fence and go back to this house where there's no power on. So, you know, double wide mobile home, you know, no lights, no nothing. And I'm like, hey.
Not a single luxury.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Robinson Crusoe.
I'm like, hey, what's
Caruso?
Going on here? I was like, you stay in there? He's like, yeah. I'm like, do y'all not have power? And he said, no. And he said something about their power pole. Or their meter box got taken out by the tree. He's pointing at the tree. He don't talk good English, but he was trying to tell me. And that they got the pole in, but now they're waiting on the power company to come back out and hook up the power pole.
Oh yeah.
So I'm looking, and I look, and I'm seeing this power pole, and there's no wires coming from this power pole. It's just a pole there, right? There's just a brand new pole, meter box, meter thing, no globe.
Nothing.
And no wires. You know how it goes way up, and then they got this little hook.
Yeah.
Like candy cane thing on the top of the power pole.
Yeah. Right.
And there would normally be wires running from that to your home. Well, those wires from the pole to the home ain't there. And I'm like, we're like a week and a half out of the hurricane, right? And he goes, yeah, we're just waiting on the power company to come turn the power on. And I'm like, you might want to let your folks know they're not going to come turn your power on.
You got to get somebody to run that line to your house.
I'm like, you need to call an electrician out here and get them to run the... You got your pole in the ground. That's great. But you need to have that wire ran from that pole to your house. Because the power company is not going to do that for you.
They do not.
So anyway, I hope I explained it to him well enough that he understood. Because, yeah, as of, 2 days ago, like I said, they have... So no power, and they still don't.
2 weeks later, and they still don't have no power because they have no wire running to the...
Wow, that's crazy.
But anyway, that's a little crazy. Okay, Jimmy.
Sammy Hagar. Name of the album.
VOA.
VOA.
I just found it. VOA.
1984.
What the hell did VOA stand for?
VOA. Who freaking knows? Sammy makes up his own language.
VOA doesn't stand for...
Cabo Wabo. You know,
Wabo Cabo.
That's what I said. Wobble call.
VOA.
VOA. No. But that's where that that was the album after Three Lock Box.
One, two, Three Lock Box.
I remember that song. I don't remember very many solo Sammy Hagar songs.
I don't either.
Yeah, it was actually 2 years after Three Lights.
I Can't Drive 55.
Well, I didn't say it was came out the year after. I said it was the next album.
Yeah, the next album. Saying,
yeah. Well, I'm agreeing with
calm
you.
Calm down there, Jackie.
Calm down there, bud.
What? I'm fixing to throw the freaking microphone at you now. Next it actually did. Back. It actually came out 2 years after a Three Light Box.
That's what I just said.
Man, you didn't. I think y'all should arm wrestle about it.
You said it came out after.
Nah. Well, it did come out after.
It did. And I said
2 years later.
I said I agreed with you. It came out 2 years
all after. Right. Well, why are you arguing?
My God. Like playing poker.
Oh, did he say something bad about his sister?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, it was about his sister.
Like
kids.
Playing poker with Devonna.
So that bad,
you
huh?
understand the rest. It's like, no, I love Devonna.
Well, I do too, but she's not a good poker player?
That's what, I don't know. I never played
poker. She probably kicked Bug's ass in poker and in many other things.
Probably.
Guarantee she could.
She'd probably jump up, kick him in the ass three times before he even knew she was there.
Exactly. My niecey daughter is pretty badass.
Oh, Uncle Daddy.
Yep. I call her niecey daughter. She calls me Uncle Daddy.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy just people. Weird.
She's awesome. I know.
And he don't even live in Cut and Shoot, folks.
It's because she practically grew up in my house. But.
Man, I tell you what.
Yes, tell us what.
Look, so are we Trace Beardos right now or are we MIA?
MIA.
We're both.
Yes, all three.
So, yeah, we're the three Beards of Texas Radio in one. We're doing M Squared IA.
Yes.
Which is music, movies, idiots, and alcohol.
Correct.
Or Mudbug in
action. It's definitely not Mudbug in action.
What? Yes, it is.
Good Lord have mercy.
Be more like M-I, like missing in action.
That's quite a lot, yeah.
So what, we had something we were going to talk about, and I don't know where what it was. No.
Well, then y'all need to start talking.
Yeah, I don't know.
We got sidetracked.
But
my job is to snorkel over here all the time.
Mudbug's texting his neighbor. And
why are you texting your neighbor? Hello?
Commercial.
We already had a commercial.
Do we need to have another commercial break, Bug? What are you doing over here?
VOA.
VOA.
It stands for Voice of America.
That's what we said. Oh.
No, you didn't. That's why I was snorkeling.
Well, you could have let us know what you were doing instead of having all that dead air.
As soon as I start typing, y'all want to talk to me. So it's like it's my fault for the dead air.
Yes, it's your fault.
If I had something to say, I'd be over my hand up for like 30 freaking minutes and y'all just keep going.
Exactly.
You got to keep up with the time.
Keep up with the time. In other words, if I want attention drawn away, I'm act like I'm typing so y'all look at me and then I'll talk.
I'm sorry, were you saying something?
No. Did you hear anything?
So, okay, Jimmy.
Yes.
How are you today?
What?
Great. Fantastic.
Hey, so
marvelous.
So is
lovely.
So how's the weather outside, y'all?
The weather outside is frightful.
It is not crisp.
It's not. Oh my God. You realize it? You just made more work for me now to have to include that in the freaking thing.
Why? Because it's not on.
Correct. I'm trying to talk here, so I had to borrow Knott's microphone. I've been muted.
Give me my microphone.
You've been muted. You're a mute.
Yeah, he is now.
Put your hand off. All right.
That's what I thought.
All right, so that's what happens when Mobug aggravates me. He gets muted.
Lordy. Wait, I'm thinking. I'm trying to remember. Did I actually think that? I don't remember.
What we got going on, Jimmy? Before my bug rudely interrupted us.
I don't remember. I thought we had something we were going to talk about, and I don't remember what it was. I don't remember.
Well, I guess we can save that for next week.
I think we have.
We can save that for next week.
Yeah, we can. Maybe if we remember what it was.
Well, just write it down.
If I remember what it was, I'll write it down.
Just write it down. Hey, don't forget, folks, check out Bone Tomahawk.
Bone.
And let us know what you think. 936-333-1843. Or you can What else can they do? MIA. So
this is MIA. They can email us.
You can email us
at
texasradio1@gmail.com.
Or you can email us at Trace Beardos.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care.
We
don't.
You could even call her Texas.
Hey, also, Texas. If you liked, so if
call
you
know, Texas.
The same guy that did Bone Tomahawk also did Dragged Across Concrete, which I could recommend. Great flick.
That is a good movie. I do like that.
Very intense.
It's not a Western, though.
No, not a Western.
That was not.
The
Mel Gibson, Vince
Bone Tomahawk is a Western.
Correct.
I don't like the idea of being dragged across concrete.
No, that's a good movie, though. It's a good movie. It's a little artsy. It's a little theatrical. I don't know how to explain
they play
when
two,
I see those kind of movies.
They basically play two dirty cops.
Yeah. You know? It's just, but the way it's made.
Right.
It's like that Out of the Furnace movie, you know? It's like lots of artsy stuff in it, to me.
What Out of the Furnace movie?
It's called Out of the Furnace.
Did they actually take it out of the furnace?
No, it's a movie called Out of the Furnace.
I did not see that.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Probably one of those things.
It was a good movie.
Oh.
That he knows all the ends to.
Out of the Furnace. I don't. It's just got these things. There's elements about it that make it. There's elements about the movie that make it longer than it really should be. It's like, really, they could have told this whole story in 15 minutes.
So you say it just carries on and on for...
No, it's not like that. But what I'm saying is that they share a lot of things, or they're doing a lot of things. It's just like, you're like, oh, okay, they're just trying to build something here. And it really doesn't go
anywhere.
Like they're
trying to build the story?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Build the story, what it's going to come to?
All you have to do is watch it. It's kind of it's artsy. I call it artsy.
Fartsy.
Now, when movies are too artsy and don't have substance for me, which I can't think of names because I don't retain that kind of information. If I start watching a movie and it's just way too much, I might get bored and turn it off. Yeah, I turn it
off. Or you get bored and walk away.
Yeah, like the other night, if
you and T are watching a movie and she likes it and you're like, and you get up and walk off.
Yeah, sadly, honestly, a lot of the things I watch, she's not watching.
Oh, so when you just go, oh, I can't do this, you just get
it's like
and
the
walk
other night I was watching a movie called it's called Paradise. It's a sci-fi-ish movie, and I pushed play. And it got about 4 minutes into the movie, and I realized, oh, shit, I already seen this. I was like, I didn't realize the name of the movie was Paradise, because the name of the movie doesn't represent
You know the biggest thing
the
I hate about that?
To me. I hate
when,
that.
When I go into Netflix and I start a movie just because I haven't seen it or whatever, and it looks interesting from the picture that they're showing, as soon as I click on it, it'll start it for a few minutes, and I'm like, oh, that's horrible. Why can't you go into like 3 or 4 minutes, like you're saying, and then... And I was like, I just can't handle it. I was like, get out of that. We'll go find something else. Problem is that it always remembers that internet.
Continue
like,
watching.
So it's like, you want to continue watching and say, since you liked this. And it's like, I didn't like it. That's why I only watched 2 minutes of it. You know, like, but it keeps track of it. And it sends
That's
me
one of
to
the cool
one.
Things about having like Roku and Netflix is that you can actually do the like. With like a Roku TV, you can like the movie.
Yeah, you can on Fire.
But you can't do it on regular Netflix internet.
Right, that's what I mean. Netflix.
You can't do the like or rate it, but you can with Roku, like Roku
Fire
TV or Fire
TV.
Yeah,
I agree.
You can agree.
Doesn't Hulu and even the other ones do the same thing? Because
I don't know
because
I don't have all that.
Apple and Fubo and
I can't afford to pay for all those online subscriptions.
Man. Well, I like to think I can't either.
I know. All right, boys and girls.
But my wife sure makes it up. So, I mean, she pays for it. So, I keep watching it.
Jimmy E says,
it's time for me to go.
It's time for him to go. Does that mean we got to end the show?
What's that song?
I'm so glad we had this time together. Just to have a laugh and sing a song. Seems we just get started in before you know it.
I don't want to sing this song.
Comes a time when I have to say goodbye.
Goodbye. We're gonna have to write our own song so we can do our own exit. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not Johnny Cash.
I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Mudbug. Thank you for listening to Mudbug at Action Talks. Anyway. All right, go.
And
not.
We are the three beards of M squared IA.
Yeah.
Might have to change the logo. MIA. We are Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, along with sometimes Movies, Idiots, and Alcohol.
Yep.
And sometimes Mud Buggy.
We do enjoy what we do. We just might not do it very well. So we do thank you for hanging.
Number one at being number two.
like our radio show. We're the okayest radio show ever.
And this is the okayest podcast ever.
Yeah, probably so.
We do appreciate you hanging out and listening. And if you enjoy it, please let us know on 936-333-1843. And come back next week.
Yep.
Give us an okay. See y'all next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit texasradio1.com.